Today at Quiet Enough is May 6th. We did not have any questions, not even one question about sacraments in Hinduism. Not the most popular subject, I guess, but anyway, it's very necessary in every religion to perform the sacraments. What makes a religion? Sacraments, a priesthood, a ministry, training the ministry, which means a school, a college or university, a doctrine, one major book which all look to, and members of a religion are members of any other religion. This is what is rather peculiar about New Age people, because their families think that they're Jewish or Christian, but they think that they're Buddhist or Hindu. Since they're attached to their families and attached to their newfound friends within the religion they think they're a member of, they are on the outside of the window looking into their family's home and into the religion they think they're a part of, kind of in a limbo state. They're not making progress. And they spend most of their time polishing both windows, the family window, to try to keep their family happy, that they're not really in a cult, that they're really a good Jewish boy or girl, or a good Christian, Protestant or Catholic. And they polish the window of the Buddhist or Hindu faith or Shinto, trying to convince of their sincerity and their humility. Their dilemma is obvious because they've made no commitment. And of course, the New Age people are totally dedicated to making no commitment. They are committed to making no commitment with a great fervor. But those people who are sincere sever the relationships of their former religion and enter formally into their new religion through a series of sacraments, a change of name, a legal change of name, a change of lifestyle. So sacraments are very, very important. A priesthood is very, very important. A ministry is very, very important. Hinduism does not have one pope. It has many popes, because each of the sampradayas within Hinduism has a head and has the same authority as the Pope of Rome. Maybe a little bit more, because Hinduism is inner as well as outer expression. Figure that one out for yourself. Figure that one out for yourself. We don't want to make too many comments about the other religions, but we do think that the other religions should bring everyone home who are drifting off into Buddhism and Zen and Hinduism and living in this limbo land, having made no commitments one way or the other. Perhaps Hinduism made the individual religious, and when they return home to Christianity or to Judaism, they'll be really religious people. Figure that one out for yourself.